This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Potential Islamic State threats against Americans in Afghanistan are forcing the U.S. military to develop new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. That's according to a senior U.S. official Saturday, adding that a new complication to the already chaotic efforts to get people out after its swift fall to the Taliban. The official said that small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered by the military. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations, and the changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning telling citizens not to travel to the Kabul airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the IS threat, but described it as significant. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they're evacuated from the country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command says in a statement that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program, which adds to military aircraft capability during a crisis related to national defense. European Union leaders haunted by a 2015 migration crisis fueled by the Syrian war desperately want to avoid a large-scale influx of refugees and migrants from Afghanistan. Their message to any Afghans, except for those who helped Western forces in the two-decade war against the Taliban, is if you must leave, go to neighboring countries. Britain, which is no longer an EU member, said it will welcome 5,000 Afghan refugees this year and a total of 20,000 in coming years. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday urged European countries to take responsibility for migrants coming from Afghanistan, adding Turkey had no intentions of becoming Europe's migrant storage unit amid turmoil in the country after the Taliban's takeover. Since the Taliban entered Kabul over the weekend, scenes of chaos have unfolded as thousands seek to leave, fearing a return to the interpretation of Islamic law imposed during the previous Taliban rule that ended 20 years ago. Thousands had also crossed into Turkey in recent weeks as the Islamist insurgents swept through the country en route to Kabul. Speaking after a cabinet meeting, Erdogan said Europe needed to take responsibility for Afghans fleeing the country, adding that Ankara had taken measures along its borders with Iran, a key route for Afghan migrants into Turkey. He also said Turkey could engage in talks with the new government to be formed by the Taliban to discuss the common agendas. Israeli gunfire Saturday wounded 24 Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy who was shot in the head. That's according to health officials there. An Israeli policeman was critically wounded by Palestinian gunfire during the clashes along Gaza's border with Israel. The violence erupted after hundreds of Palestinians took part in a demonstration Saturday organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers to draw attention to a stifling Israeli blockade of the territory. The demonstration grew violent after dozens of people approached a fortified border fence and threw rocks and explosives toward Israeli soldiers from behind a black smoke screen spewing from burning tires. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline have been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. The famed 79-year-old civil rights leader is vaccinated against the virus and publicly received his first dose in January. According to a statement released Saturday evening, the Jacksons are being treated at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Jesse Jackson was a protege of the Reverend Martin Luther King and key guiding the modern civil rights movement on numerous issues, including voting rights. People evacuated popular beach communities and made last-minute runs on batteries and gasoline as Hurricane Henry churned closer to Long Island in southern New England, while officials pleaded with the millions of people in the storm's path to brace themselves for torrential rain and storm surges. Hurricane Henry was on course to collide Sunday in the late morning or afternoon with a long stretch of coastline as hurricane warnings extended from near the old whaling port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, across the oceanfront estates of New York's Hamptons to the summer getaway of Fire Island. More VOAnews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.